Neskantaga First Nation. The chief of Neskantaga First Nation has issued a stern warning to the proponents of a road to the Ring of Fire Mineral Zone. Wayne Munias said anyone planning to build a road through the First Nation's traditional territory will have to kill us first. He delivered the message in a video posted to YouTube on Monday. The same day the Ontario government announced it had approved the terms of reference for the environmental assessment for part of a new road that would facilitate mining in the Ring of Fire. Martin Falls and Webeke First Nations are leading the EA for the proposed Northern Road Link, a two-lane all-weather road with water crossings built to accommodate heavy trucks. Munias was quick to respond when the announcement was made at the annual meeting of the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, declaring that no road will be built without Neskantaga's explicit approval. "This is unacceptable. This is something that's very concerning to us. You're not gonna cross our river system without our free, prior and informed consent. You're going to have to kill us. You're going to have to do more than just getting access from the province of Ontario. We will fight and we are determined to protect our way of life, our rights," he said. Munias added that he had a specific message for investors in mining companies. "If you want to come and do business in our traditional homelands, you have to get the free, prior, informed consent of our people. That is it. No other government, no nation can tell you that you can access our traditional homelands," he said. Neskantaga's leadership has taken the government to task in the past over its approach to planning development of the Ring of Fire. In sharp contrast, Martin Falls and Webeke have insisted that they are exercising their own inherent rights by participating in the environmental assessment for a road. "For our community, and our neighbors who wish to participate, this proposed development represents a path towards economic reconciliation," Martin Falls Chief Bruce Aknepineskum said on Monday. Aknepineskum spoke about the potential for regional development opportunities. "I am confident we can share these opportunities with our neighbors. I look forward to a brighter future, not only for my own community but also for our neighbors in the region," he said. Ring of Fire Metals CEO Kristen Straub issued a brief statement Tuesday, saying the company wants to consult with Neskantaga. "Neskantaga First Nation is an important community to us, and we continue to extend an invitation to Chief Munias to discuss the views of his community with us." Straub said the company is committed to listening to the views and aspirations of all communities, and to making balanced decisions about future development in the Ring of Fire.